Welcome to episode 90 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to succeed as a leader in your organization. I am David Guerra. I am your host. I'm a U.S. Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I want to talk about customer service. So let's get started. Now, we have all had the occasional bad customer service experience. It's expected. It's part of being the customer. Also, without the bad customer service experience, how can we appreciate the good experiences? However, lately, bad customer service is all we seem to be hearing about. I mean, first, an airline decides to go battle royal on a seated customer. Then another airline seems to want to take it out on all its passengers. Well, to be honest, it was one of the ground crew who saw it fit to challenge a paying customer to a fisticuff exhibition. Then another airline decided it was not going to fight its passengers, so the passengers took it upon themselves to have a gladiator contest in seat rows 13, 14, 15, and then back to 13. And now, let's take it back again to one of the formerly mentioned airlines when they decided to threaten jail time and foster care for the kids if the father did not give up a seat he paid for, had a ticket, and actually had one of his offspring sitting in that seat. And the list goes on. I'm tired just saying this. The list goes on and on. Heck, as I'm recording this, I mean, it's, well, there's more than likely that some nonsensical incident is occurring on some aircraft somewhere in the world. Now, that's just a few airline incidents that I talked about. How about the incidents we don't normally hear about? You know, the incidents that do not make major headlines or are the opening story at the 11 o'clock news. I'm talking about incidents such as route exchanges at the checkout line, bad wait staff at a restaurant, not so pleasant phone conversation when you're trying to set up an appointment. And that list goes on and on and on ad nauseum, ad infinitum. But why does it have to continue? See, every business owner and leader knows that bad service is the reason customers do not transact with your organization. They discontinue existing business relationships and they look to more attentive, more informed organizations to do business with. So who's to blame for all this? Actually, it's quite simple. It's very simple. It's quite simple. It's the ones that are in contact with the customer the most. The frontline staff. Sure, they are the easiest ones to blame because they are the ones that have to deal with the customer directly. They are also the ones that are the most expendable. Unfortunately, it is like that. See, it's like this. A situation occurs, a customer complains, the frontline staff is fired. Another frontline staff member is hired, a situation occurs, and the entire vicious cycle is repeated. Now, is this any way for an organization to do business? Now, you and I both know this is not the way for anyone to do business. However, way too many organizations seem to have no problem repeating this vicious cycle. So how does one break that vicious cycle? Training, folks. Training all the employees from the bottom up. Holding supervisors accountable. And remember to never train from the top down. See, sometimes, well, not just sometimes, usually, the most important information, the biggest chunk of data that you want to convey to everybody is overlooked. Or it's forgotten. Or some frontline supervisor deems it irrelevant and decides not to pass it along the line because, again, they know better than management. They know better than the leadership. Do they? Now, we just don't train the staff. We also train the customer using all avenues of approach and tell them your expectations. Social media, signs, posters, customer's bill of rights. But lay it out. Lay it out, and lay it out in a way that tells the customer that your organization not only respects them as customers or clients or contractors, but you respect your employees more, and that you will not tolerate employees being treated like dirt by rude, obnoxious, or disrespectful customers, clients, or contractors. No, you lay it out. and let them know, look, we'll take care of our employees. You'll take care of yourself. And if it doesn't work out that way, then we'll need to do something. And there's nothing wrong with telling your customers that, because again, they'll respect you. They'll respect you more, and they're going to want to do business with you, because again, you're bringing something to the table. You're not only taking them into consideration, but they start saying, hey, wait a minute, this company even cares about its employees. The frontline employees. Now, once all of that is done, what do? You train all over again. And you train everyone all over again. And you start the cycle all over again. It sounds simple enough. And yes, it is that simple. Most times, the best solution is the simplest, the most easy solution. I understand there is nothing simple about training and increasing the proficiency of your staff. I understand that. That is probably why organizations decide that the best thing to do is to do the bare minimum when it comes to training. Training them and taking time off to train the staff is time off the company floor. Time off the company floor is time not doing the job the employees were hired to do. However, when something goes wrong, the time off the floor is greater than the time spent at training. See, the key here is for top-level leaders to ensure that the frontline supervisors understand and buy into the need to train the frontline staff. Sure, it would be difficult. It's always difficult when staff are attending training, but you schedule it right, and sometimes, heck, even the frontline supervisor might have to get out there and hit the front line, get into the trenches. But I guarantee you 100%, it is not as difficult as it will be when you have to break in a new employee because they were, well, because the previous employee was involved in a situation that was avoidable. That's where your waste of time is constantly training people because your turnover rate is so high, because you're not properly training people to do the job they're supposed to do. Folks, it can be done. It really, truly can be done. It's taking the time to do it and do it right. And that's what it's all about. And incidents and situations that we see on television or hear about in the news or read in the paper about the airline doing this or the airline doing that. Well, it's not just the airline that's responsible. It's the customers too. Because again, how do they react? I know the gentleman didn't want to give up his seat. I understand it. He has every right not to give up his seat. But then to call in security or police and have this guy dragged off, or to have your children threaten you, to have your children taken away from you. Folks, those are frontline staff that were doing that. Those are frontline staff that are getting on that plane and they are right. Everyone else is wrong because no one wants to be inconvenienced, and they'll do whatever that frontline staff says just to get and make their connections and go to their destination or the next place they're flying to. And that's wrong. That's wrong. That's where some supervisor told the frontline staff, hey, just behave this way. It's okay. It's expected. They'll get it. They'll do it. They'll listen to you because they don't want to waste time. But at some point, enough is enough. And that same thing applies at the major discount stores, grocery stores, your dentist office, the doctor's office, any place you go to now that you have to deal with. That situation could erupt at any place. And it's up to us as leaders to step up and say, hey, no, you know what? Enough's enough. We're tired of looking like the bad guys. It's time to get things under control. It's time to make things happen. I want to know what you think about this. I want to know what you think about the contents of this episode about customer service and where it's going and where it needs to go. And is it going where it needs to go, or is it going in a totally opposite direction? Let me know. And do you have any questions? Let me know. Drop me a note, dave@daveguerra.com, or tweet them to me on Twitter, Dave Guerra, @DaveGuerra, all one word. And definitely want to hear from you. So I thank you for your time. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at daveguerra.com/subscribe. or just go to DaveGuerra.com, my website, all the way down at the bottom. You can sign up for my newsletter. And also, I also invite you to check out my latest 3,000-word leadership lesson. It's out now, and it's the fourth one in the series, and it's exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. So if you don't have the Amazon Kindle, you can download the app and read it on your phone, smartphone, laptop, tablet, or PC. And also, be sure you visit the website, DaveGuerra.com, and click on podcast. I'll have the latest episode up online, and also have the show notes on this episode on my website. So, again, I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for downloading. Again, I thank you. My name is David Guerra, U.S. Army veteran, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And you can pick up your digital copy of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Well, it's not just digital. You also get it in paper. And lastly, thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. And most of all, I do appreciate you. Thanks again. And remember to go beyond the grind and to go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Talk to you soon.